If you were to go to a foreign country, it's possible that you can't speak the local language. Yet there's no real expectation that you could, and local people will empathize with you because they can understand what it's like to be in that situation, and they will still try to help you out and sell you something. But what if you haven't traveled anywhere, and the language that you're struggling with is your own native tongue? For over 1 million Americans with aphasia, even though their cognitive function is intact, their spoken and written language may be difficult, if not impossible, to understand. Sadly, friends and family often have difficulty making this distinction and dissociate, lowering the quality of life. Moreover, when clinicians and doctors lack empathy, quality of care can suffer as well. What if we could teach empathy by allowing friends, family, or doctors to proverbially walk in the shoes of someone who has aphasia? That's why I built ACEs, a probabilistic model of aphasic errors situated within an IAM client. It's like putting on a blindfold and getting a feeling for what it's like to be blind. You sit down at a computer, set the severity of aphasia, you type in what you want to say, and ACEs distorts the message as though you had aphasia yourself. If you're skeptical like me, you're thinking, how real can this be? Well, I first ran two Turing test experiments to see if experts in diagnosing aphasia could distinguish ACEs conversation from real aphasic conversations. Not only could they not tell the difference, but they often labeled the computer as being more realistic than a human. So if ACEs can pass a Turing test and fool experts, what else can it do? So I ran another experiment which showed that both experts and non-experts improved their empathy and knowledge towards individuals with aphasia. So this was really cool, but I wanted to push it one step further. For the first time, we could kind of get into the mind of someone with aphasia and see what they tried to say and how they changed their language in response to forced distortion. By conducting another experiment, I saw strong real-world evidence for theories in psychology. From this research, I see so many applications, from training doctors to helping families empathize to providing new tools for aphasia researchers.